welcome back. Well, according to Forbes, singer, businesswoman, and just all-around queen, Rihanna is now officially a billionaire. We have Yahoo Finance's Alexandra Canal here with all of the details for today's fame and fortune. Hi, Ali. Tell us what's going on with Rihanna's fortune.
You said it, Kristen. Queen Rihanna officially joining the Billionaires Club. According to Forbes, she's now worth a whopping $1.7 billion. That makes her the wealthiest female musician and second only to Oprah Winfrey as the richest female entertainer. But what's interesting here is, as you guys mentioned, the bulk of her income does not come from her music. It comes from her fashion and beauty brands. I want to start first with Fenty Beauty. That's a 50-50 joint venture between Rihanna and fashion powerhouse LVMH, the conglomerate behind luxury brands like Louis Vuitton and Dior. Now, that launched in 2017 and immediately brought in sales, generating more than $550 million in annual revenue in its first calendar year, according to Forbes. And a big thing about Fenty is that it was super inclusive. There were a variety of shades for their foundation, very inclusive on multiple skin tones, which at the time, there were not a lot of options. And we've seen an explosion of celebrity beauty brands with not only Rihanna, but also Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Lady Gaga. And consumers are continuing to gravitate towards those companies and as beauty trends and makeup trends continue to evolve. And then if you take a look at Savage X Fenty, which is her lingerie and fashion brand, she launched that 1 year later in 2018. She currently has a 30% ownership stake in the company. It raised $115 million in funding earlier this year, bringing the brand's valuation to over $1 billion. So Rihanna, she's making that dough. And I do think it speaks to the larger story here of more and more women entering entrepreneurship, opening up their own businesses, and therefore making room for that billionaires club, which has typically been dominated by males. So I think this is a great story. I'm all about Rihanna these days. I love her.
I'm with you. I say more power to Rihanna for sure. But men do still dominate that list, we know. And Jeff Bezos, of course, was the world's wealthiest person for quite some time, but he dropped to number two. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so his net worth fell after Amazon's stock price sank 7% last week following the company's earnings when the retail giant said that they've seen a slowdown in second quarter growth. Now, what you're seeing on your screen there is from close of markets Friday, July 23rd to Friday, July 30th, Bezos's net worth tumbled 16.8 billion dollars to 192.4 billion. Now, as of today, Bezos's fortune is sitting at around 193.6 billion, so somewhat recovering from those losses. Now, he previously was the first person to reach that coveted $200 billion mark as Amazon soared amid pandemic stockpiling, people going to the site to purchase all their toilet paper, all their paper towels. I know I certainly did that. But since Bezos is out, that means someone else has to be number one. And that is going to be Bernard Arnault, the CEO of LVMH, which is pretty ironic considering we were just talking about Rihanna, Fenty Beauty, and their partnership with LVMH and that fashion powerhouse. And Arnault, he was able to grow his wealth by $100 billion during the pandemic, which I think is pretty interesting considering that we saw consumers scaling back their consumer discretionary spending and also the fact that we saw some job losses during the pandemic. But despite that, he was still able to tack on an additional $100 billion. And as of today, his net worth is $198.2 billion, according to Forbes. So he's almost at that $200 billion number that previously Bezos had the title of.